in our city. For you to be here this morning with us means a lot. As you can see, we're beginning a brand new series on the Holy Spirit. Every Easter, following Easter Sunday, we begin to talk about who the Holy Spirit is and how He operates in our life. We're going to be in John chapter 14. Again, you picked a great Sunday to come to church because this message series on the Holy Spirit is vital for us. Sometimes our relationship with Jesus can become stagnant. Sometimes it can grow dull. But I have learned, and we're going to discover today, that when we tap in or we grow in our understanding of the Holy Spirit, I'm telling you, my life and my relationship with Christ was radically changed when I begin to understand about the Holy Spirit, when I begin to commune with Him, when my friendship with Him began to grow. Jesus here in John 14 introduces us to the Holy Spirit. We're going to read starting in verse 15 and we're going to go through verse 26. I'm going to read from the Revised Standard Version. You'll see that Jesus here, I think our version on screen might be a little bit different, but Jesus is going to use this word to describe the Holy Spirit called Helper. But this word can be translated multiple times. You saw it in that roll-in video. Counselor, Advocate, Revealer, all of these different words, because we don't have really a good English word. It takes multiple English words to talk about and give us a full picture of the Holy Spirit. And today we're going to focus on Him being our counselor. All right, here we go. Jesus said, "If you love me, you'll keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and He will give you another counselor or helper or advocate to be with you. The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees Him nor knows Him. You know Him, for He dwells with you and will be in you. I will not leave you desolate. I will come to you yet a little while, and the world will see me no more. But you will see me. Because I live, you will also live. In that day you will know that I am in my Father, you and me, I and you." A little tongue twister there. That can be sometimes hard to understand. How is Jesus doing that? He's leaving. He's coming. "He who has my commandments and keeps them, he it is who loves me. He who loves me will be loved by my Father. I will love him and manifest and reveal myself to him." Judas said to him, "Lord, how is it that you're going to manifest or reveal yourself to us and not to the world?" Jesus answered him, "If a man loves me, he will keep my word. My Father will love him. We will come to him and make our home with him. He who does not love me does not keep my words. And the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father who sent me. These things I have spoken to you while I'm still with you. But the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you." Father, help us. Help us to learn who the Holy Spirit is and how He operates. God, let Him become real to us today in Jesus' name. You know, the Holy Spirit is the most mysterious of the Trinity. We understand God the Father. We use that word Father, don't we? We understand God the Son. We understand what it means to be a son, to be a daughter. But God the Holy Spirit, when it comes to that word spirit, we don't really use that word in talking about being in a relationship with a spirit. We talk about, when we hear the word spirit, we think of spooky things, right? Something that may scare us. Some of us may even think something that we may drink. But there's no better place in the Bible to look at who the Holy Spirit is and what He does in our life than right here in John chapter 14. This is right before Jesus is about to die. And this is the last moment that He's going to have with His followers. We all know last words are very, very important. This is a crucial time for the disciples. Jesus is about to hand them the mission of taking over the entire known world. So these last words are very important. And Jesus begins to talk about this Spirit that is coming and what He will do. It was important for them. And it's just as important for us today. Jesus begins to give us some clues about who this person or who this Holy Spirit is. He calls Him a counselor. You see that in verse 16. He calls Him the Spirit of truth. Or most importantly, hear me, He calls him, Jesus calls him a him. Jesus refers to him as a person, not a force, not an it, but a person. But you also see that Jesus describes him as another. Now this word another, it can be translated as someone who is different or someone who is exactly like another person. Jesus is telling us the Holy Spirit is just like he is. That he is an equally divine person, just like God the Father, just like God the Son. The Holy Spirit is, now you have to understand this is comforting to the disciples. Because the entire chapter of John 14, this whole chapter, Jesus is telling them, I am about to leave. But in one sense, he says, I am leaving. But in another sense, he tells them, but I'm coming. He says, I'm not going to leave you as orphans. I'm going to come to you and make my home in you. What's happening here? Because it sounds like Jesus is talking on both sides. He's leaving, but he's also coming. He says, when the Holy Spirit comes, I will come and my Father will come as well. What's happening here? Well, this is Jesus welcoming you and I to the wonderful and mysterious and sometimes dizzying teaching of the Trinity. The Trinity is the teaching that God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit are not three separate gods, but they are three but yet one. But each of them are distinct in function. We serve one God in three persons. Therefore, when you receive one, guess what? You receive all of them. Now, I wish I could tell you today that after 21 years of following Jesus, that I could completely articulate to you everything about this triune God that we serve. But the fact of the matter is, I can't, and no human being can. Because this is a mystery, friends. But for our message today, what's important is that when the Holy Spirit comes into our life, we're not getting a force. We're not getting an it. This is not Jedi power. This is the third person of the Trinity. He is coming to live inside of us, to abide in us. This is good news. This is why Jesus says to his disciples, you know him. They're thinking, Jesus, no, we don't. We do not know him. But Jesus knows it's him. He, the Father, the Holy Spirit, they are coming to live inside of his followers. Hopefully today this excites you. It should. Because all of us need to be filled and understand this third person. To obey God's word. To fulfill this mission, this purpose that he has for you and I. We need friendship and the power that comes being in friendship with the Holy Spirit. We need to hear him. We need to be directed by him. We need to be empowered by him to fulfill his very purpose in our life. So if the Holy Spirit is a person, then what does it mean to be filled with a person? If he's the third person of the Trinity, what does it mean? How am I as a human being, how am I filled with another person? Let's think about it like this. Have you ever invited someone over to your house? When you invite someone over, hopefully, right, you do a couple of things. Hopefully, you clean your house. It's a good start. Hopefully, you clean up a little bit. If you invite me over, maybe you put the dogs and the cats outside. That would be nice, right? You know Pastor Lance don't like animals. Put those out. I don't want them jumping on me. I'm sorry. You love them, but I don't. We clean up. We may dress a little nicer. We may prepare some good food. When they arrive, we don't tell them, hey, you sit in the living room while we're going to go sit in the kitchen. That would be weird, right? You're not going to do that. You don't leave them alone in one room while you go to another. You're present with them at all times. You're involved in the conversation. Why? Because this person you like, hear me now, this person that you have invited in is present with you. The awareness that they're coming over or the awareness they have arrived causes you to be mindful of their presence. You pay attention to them. You listen to them. You may even ask them questions. You listen to their response. When a person is in your home, you are aware, again, of their presence at all times. You would never just get up, get in your car, and leave. Why? Because you're aware, right, of their presence at all times. You wouldn't just get up and go to bed without saying goodbye. That would be rude. Because you're aware of their presence at all times. Friends, can I tell you, this is exactly what it means to be filled with the third person of the Trinity, the Holy Spirit, this counselor. You are aware of His presence in your life. You're mindful of His presence. You pay attention to Him. You may even ask Him questions. Now again, I know this sounds weird because some of us have never been taught about this third person. We don't understand about Him being our counselor, our helper, but we're going to learn today. And your relationship with Jesus is going to, I'm telling you, going to grow and be the best it ever has because of this friendship that's going to grow by this understanding that we're communicating today. You listen to Him. You listen to what He has to say. Before you make decisions, you go to Him and ask Him, Holy Spirit, what do you think about this? I cannot tell you how important this is for us. Here's why, because we make so many decisions. And most of our decisions, if we're honest with ourselves, are based on emotion. They're based on what I think I need right in the moment. I got to have it right now. If I don't get it, I'm going to not be happy. I got to have it now. That's why this truth, friends, if we'll lean into this, is so healthy for you and I. We need to grow today in how we interact with the Holy Spirit. Jesus calls Him our counselor, meaning He brings wise counsel in our life. Just like talking to any counselor, what do you do when you go to a counselor? You speak to him or her. They speak to you. They ask you questions. You ask them questions. It's the same with this counselor that lives in you, this third person called the Holy Spirit. Before you make decisions, friends, decisions that impact your life, that impact your family, you ask your counselor, what do you think about this? Now, men, I'm going to step on your toes a little bit. Is that all right this morning? Men, listen to me. We make impulsive decisions all the time as men. And those decisions do not just affect us. If we are married, they affect our wife, and they affect, we have children, our families, friends. Some of us here today, we think we need that new truck. We think we need that new motorcycle. Mine's 5 years old. I'm tired of it. I got to upgrade, baby. It's time to make an upgrade. So what do? We move on impulse. We move out of emotion. We make that purchase, not realizing what it does to our family financially and what it does to your wife relationally. Decisions like this impact our families in a negative way. We can avoid, men, husbands, a lot of pain. We can avoid, hear me, a lot of stupidity by simply asking the Holy Spirit, what do you think about this? Oh, we hate that, don't we, men? You know a great way to check if you're hearing Holy Spirit correctly, if you're married? Go to your wife and ask her, hey, babe, are you hearing the same thing that I'm hearing? You think about a good counselor you may go see. A good counselor is not just going to speak to the husband because he or she knows they're probably lying, right? They're going to talk to the wife as well. And it's the same with the Holy Spirit. Now, I'm not saying that I like this. As a husband myself, sometimes I don't want to ask my wife, hey, babe, what are you hearing? I want to hear Holy Spirit from myself. Babe, I'm thinking, Holy Spirit, forget what she has to say. I want what I hear you saying to me. But the fact of the matter is, that's not how the Holy Spirit functions. If He speaks to me, He will speak to my wife as well. So I've got to humble myself, men, And even though I may think God is telling me this, I'm hearing this, I've got to go to her and ask her, what do you think? And it may cause you to push pause on that purchase. You may push pause on it for a year or 2 years. I don't know how long. But when it comes to making major decisions, men, you need to be asking Holy Spirit first and your wife second. Because you are destroying your family financially and relationally because of the decisions you are making, especially when it comes to your money. Now, I know I'm not getting any amens, but I'm preaching real good up here. Ladies, you should be amening. Don't miss that. He always speaks to husband and the wife. It's how he operates. Men, stop being hard-headed. Ask the Holy Spirit. He loves you. He will guide you. He will cause you to lead your family in a godly way. I'm telling you, when I'm talking to my wife and she's coming to me with questions and things, and I don't know the answer. I'm like, all right, honey, just hold on. I'm not going to answer that right now. Let me just pray about this and let me talk to the Holy Spirit. Let me see what he has to say. Again, we have to grow in this. I understand. Especially with my kids. When my kids begin to ask me questions, I need the Spirit of God. Because as a father, I can get impatient. I can get angry about some questions that they ask me. I thought I told you to answer that already. Don't ask me again. That's not what they need to hear. They need to hear their daddy, the one that they're looking to for counsel, for wisdom, for advice. They need to hear, get direction from me as their father. And myself and my own strength cannot do it. I need the Spirit of God in those moments. Holy Spirit, help me to communicate to my little girl's heart. Because I want to capture my baby's heart. I don't want them just to behave correctly. I want to capture their heart. And to capture their heart, I need the Spirit of God to lead me in everything that I say to them. Men, we need friendship with the Holy Spirit. We need it. Without it, we're not going to be able to lead our families well. Ladies, let's get on you now. What about you? You're just as impulsive as we are. You don't need to go to Kohl's every single day. I might just be preaching to my wife, but she's not here today, so I'm going to preach to you. Stop going to Kohl's. Don't be impulsive. Ask Holy Spirit, hey, what do you think about this? It may require you to humble yourself. Can't just ask him, I'm sorry. You got to go talk to Knucklehead as well. You got to talk to your husband. Hey, this is what I feel the Holy Spirit saying. Do you hear the same thing? You're thinking to yourself, do you know my husband? I know. Good question, though, is, hey, what if my husband is not born again? What if because you only have the Holy Spirit when you give your life to Jesus. So what if he's not born again? What if the Holy Spirit is not living in him? Here's the thing. You still have to run things by your husband. You still have to talk to him. Now, you won't talk to him like kind of we do in here, like you, hey, Holy Spirit's saying to me. That'd be weird to him, right? He'd be like, you're crazy, woman. You might have to say, honey, I just don't think we should do that right now. Or what do you think about this? Here's the thing, ladies. If you're married and your husband doesn't follow Jesus, asking him is honoring to him. It's obeying the word of God. And when you obey the word, blessings always follow obedience. When you obey this, God will protect you, ladies. Maybe.